Welcome to the first of a short series of podcasts to accompany the end of module revision and review lecture slides that I've posted up onto WebCT. The intention behind these slides is that although you have seen them before in previous lectures, there might be something to be gained from seeing them juxtaposed against each other, so that you have a chance maybe to see connections between topics, that sort of thing. So if you've got the slides in front of you, that's grand. I'm going to kick off with a short introduction and also a discussion about different policy areas and different policy domains. So you'll see that slide 3 has just a review of the exam-related kind of logistics as to where and how long and the format of the questions. So we're looking for kind of essay-based answers, you might say, constructing arguments based on the questions that you are presented with in the exam. And of course, there is that question 5, which has some reading material, which may hopefully be helpful to you when answering that question. There's nothing to stop you using it for other questions if you think it's useful. So, slide 4 has a series of 4 statements, 4 learning outcomes. And what each of these is designed to do is to give us a steer on what the module should include. So hopefully you will see some reflection between the weekly topics and the learning outcomes that we have here. So something like evaluate the relationship between festival and events development and government policy in the UK. So what we did was we had a look at different areas of policy, and we had a think about, you know, what's the theory behind that then? How could you use events to try and achieve different policy goals, different policy objectives? The discussion there about, you know, whether it's possible to see different policy areas as independent or isolated silos, the extent to which there's actually perhaps some overlap between them, that's worth having a think about. Whether they come into conflict at all, you know, what happens if you've got, I don't know, an economic policy which demands a lot of attention, but it seems to come into conflict with other policies. So we'll have a think about that. Examine the changing role of agencies. Yes, that will be coming up in either this podcast or the next one. We'll have a look at the European dimension, where we spent a lot of time looking at specific European, pan-European projects, and towards the end, a reflection on the wider world and how that might be affecting what's going on in the UK. And so we looked at mega sporting events, for example. So what I want to do, perhaps before getting into the different policy areas, because I'm actually running out of time on this particular podcast, but I just want to look at slides 5 and 6, for example. Slide 5 there, looking at a event-focused public sector policy initiative. You've got the British Council Showcase, funded by, you know, a small selection of publicly funded organisations, using a festival, in this case the Edinburgh Fringe, to try and achieve its particular set of policy goals. Now, slide 6 gives us some clue as to what some of those goals and objectives might be. You know, we have here a snapshot of some positive and negative theoretical impacts of events, and quite often policy is about maximizing the positives and minimizing some of the negatives, and so that's something to reflect on in the next podcast, which will be number 2.